And now we bring you some late news. Reports that a U.S. Army veteran from Phoenix, Arizona is under arrest tonight and charged with joining forces with Al-Qaeda, taking up arms in Syria. Who could this man be? ABC's David Curley has that.
Eric Haroon made no secret of what he was doing in Syria. He posted it on Facebook.
Helicopter shot down.
The former U.S. Army soldier, who served between 2000 and 2003, was fighting against the Syrian regime, but he was fighting with a group the U.S. considers terrorists.
Smoked them, didn't we?
The Phoenix man entered Syria in January, and he quickly linked up with al-Nusra, or al-Qaeda in Iraq. U.S. officials interviewed him more than once when he returned to Turkey to acquire weapons. And according to the complaint filed against him, he admitted he was involved in several battles.
But yesterday, when Haroon flew here to the Washington, D.C. area, FBI agents arrested him at the airport. Today, he was in court.
Bashar al-Assad, your days are numbered.
Haroon told FBI agents he was part of a RPG team, rocket-propelled grenades, and knew the group that he was with was designated as terrorists. Tonight, the charges against him, using that RPG, which the government calls a weapon of mass destruction, outside the United States. David Curley, ABC News, Washington.
And the father of a former U.S. soldier now charged with conspiring with al-Qaeda in Iraq as he fought in Syria says that his son is no terrorist. In fact, he says that his son, Eric Haroon, is a hero for fighting alongside Syria's opposition. The FBI arrested Haroon on Tuesday near Dulles Airport in Virginia. They charged him with conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction outside of the United States, specifically a rocket-propelled grenade.